one of the things I want to ask you is, where's your hope? And not, is it in your back pocket? Did you lose it? But where are you putting your hope? Because one of the things that the Bible says is, out of the abundance of your heart is what comes out of your mouth. Where's your hope? Where are you putting your hope? I hope this year is going well for you all so far. I am excited. 2021 is behind us. Every time I look at the news, every time I see something that's going on, I'm going, you guys need to watch out. Because 2022 is here and things are different. And not only that, 2022 is our address. So that makes us even more powerful this year. And we're going to put things in place like nobody's ever seen. And that's why some of the people, I believe, in Council Bluffs are a little bit nervous about us. Because they see all the power that's coming in here. And what's happening, it's because we're all coming together. We're all uniting. We've had one heck of a good start this year, and we're moving forward pretty quickly. And guess what? We're not slowing down. We're reaching out beyond these doors that we don't even know about. When a man walks up to me that I've never met before and he goes, I know you. Well, if you know me, you know this church. It's not that you know me. You see what we're doing. I have pastors telling other people about us. I sit down with a pastor a couple weeks ago and he goes, I'm telling people about what you guys are doing. And I'm like, yes, because that's what we want. We want this community. That's why we have the writing class. That's why we have the Circle of Hope. That's why we have the men's breakfast. That's why we have the things that are coming up. Because we're a community. We're a community of people. And you know, the Bible talks an awful lot about hope. And it's mostly about the hope that we should have, not about the hope that fits into our lives or the convenient hope that we have. In fact, Paul, in 1 Corinthians 13:13, he put hope right in between faith and love. And for me, I see that hope is that glue in between those two things, faith and love. And the greatest of them is love. And that's what he wanted us to remember. Faith, hope, and love. Why is there only three? Because I believe hope is what puts them all together. If you have faith, you have hope. If you have hope, you have love. But what if hope is out of there? How can you have faith and love if you don't have hope? Hope is so important to what we do. It's the glue that binds these two together. And then I was looking in Psalms. And it says, behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in the steadfast love. Those who hope in the Lord and who hope in his love, which hope is in between faith and love. That's Psalm 33:18. I want to read you Psalm 33:19 that goes on from here that I believe is just as important. It says, behold, the eyes of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his steadfast love, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in the famine. 19 is just as important as 18. Because it's about your soul. To deliver your soul from death, it has to do with hope. It has to do with hope in his steadfast love. That third part of hope, of the third part of faith, hope, and love. To keep you alive in the famine. To keep you alive when things are going awry. And as I look at what seems to be the new landscape of society, I wonder what people are putting their hope in. And I see some people's hope. One of the things that I see people put their hope in is grocery stores. You remember grocery stores? You used to be able to go in and get whatever you wanted. It used to be able to be. There was a grocery store on every corner, right?
Yeah.
And then they consolidated. They consolidated these smaller grocery stores into the big grocery stores. You had to go a little bit further, but you still had a grocery store. Now they're, or once they consolidated, they became one-stop shopping. Now you can go in your grocery store and get motor oil. You can go in and get hunting supplies. You can go in there and get hygiene products. You can get clothes. Used to be you went in the grocery store and got groceries. Then they gave you anything you wanted. You could go into one stop and get it. And now what's happening is the shelves are becoming empty. But we had hope in those grocery stores. We had hope that every time we went through the door, we could get what we want. And now we're going to have to, or now we're having to go in there and get what we need. There may not be 10 different types of bread, but I need bread. You know what? I used to like raisin rye wheat bread that was looks like, and they had it. And now you go in and, white bread. But I need bread. But we had hope in the grocery stores. We hoped in something that changed. It's different now than it was. It's different now than it was 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. Things have changed. What we may have hope in now is now somehow not what we had hoped for. We had hoped for better, that it keeps getting better. Remember the stock market? Not such a big thing anymore. But at one time, it was pretty big. Some people put their hope in the stock market. Some got wealthy, and some didn't. I remember thinking that if I day traded, I could make a lot of money. I was young. It was exciting. Man, I put my hope in that, and I can figure out where that money needs to go. And if I move it at just the right time, if I buy low and I sell high and I move it at just the right time, that's where my hope was. And I lost an awful lot of money. Things changed. I didn't have my hope in the right thing. I thought it was this one day, one day I will get rich. How many stories have you heard about that? And guess what? I can be one of those people, right? No, because I had my hope in the wrong thing. Things changed. The market changed. And there I was, left behind again. I wanted a quick hit, a good feel. Hey, I want to be one of those guys that made the right decision at the right time, and I made a lot of money. And guess what? I'm on easy street, of course. But where was God? I lost hope. I lost hope in the stock market. I lost sight of things that didn't change. I lost sight of things that matter. Eternal life. God's love. The real things that I should have kept my hope in. The things that make a person rich, that make us rich in our life. Some people will put hope in their job, hope that their employer will continue to pay them, hope that their employer will give them a fair day's wage for a fair day's work. They put hope in that job. For some, that's not panning out. Things change. There's some people who put their lives on the line only to find out that that wasn't good enough. That wasn't enough for their employer. And now that job opportunity is gone. Because that's where they put their hope. They put their hope in their job. I don't see them here on Sundays. A guy that talked to me last night. My water's been cut off. I don't have any food. He just went on down the line and I said, come to church on Sunday. Oh, I can't. I'm working. Come to some church. Go sit with Christ. Be there. Put your hope in the Lord. That's what he wants us to do. All these things I've been talking about, they're secular, they're natural things. Things change, things that are based on man's whim. An employer walks up this morning and says, I no longer need you. Somebody says, all those people that saved people's lives, get rid of them because of a decision that they made, right or wrong. They based them on whims, man's whims, not God's desires, and definitely not on the supernatural, not on the spiritual things. We see over and over again what happens when we put our hope in worldly things. Sometimes it works out, and sometimes it doesn't. There was a period of time when people were so down, they were jumping out of windows. They had nothing to catch them. God was non-existent. Remember the stock market crash? Remember the housing crash? Now the supply chain crash. I sometimes wonder if it was all planned, if it's because maybe something got bungled up or goobered up along the way, or is this something that was supposed to happen? I don't know. But one thing I do know is God is still in charge. And I also know that there's still hope. We, each one of us, have hope. So what is hope? Hope is when we want something to happen or to be true and think that it could happen or be true. Think that it could happen or be true. We hope in those things. So where do you have your hope? What do you hope for? I know where my hope is. My hope is in the Lord. As I think about hope, as I think about the hope that I have and that the hope I hope you have, I have to remember it's not about the grocery stores, it's not about the stock market, and it's not about worldly and natural things. It's about that supernatural, overarching, wondrous, miraculous, hopeful, all-encompassing God that we have. That's what it is. He does miracles. I see a hope that we have at the church and the people that we can reach out to. And this is what I see hope is. Hope is how our people excel. Those people that we reach out to, those people that we touch on a daily basis, there's people in here that are reaching out to me. They're causing me to excel because they give me hope. When I see things happen beyond those two doors, wow, this can happen. Wow, I walk in and this place looks immaculate. That gives me hope. That gives me hope in people. That gives me hope in the people that are out there that need hope. We have hope, and what we need to do is we need to share that hope with them, because there's people out there that are hopeless. There's people out there that think it's their last day, and there will be people today that will make that choice. That'll say, this is my last day because I have no more hope. What I found is no matter how much hope I have in something, if I can give someone else hope, even a little flicker of hope, give them hope for tomorrow, hope to get through today, to get through to tomorrow, because that's what I want them to have, because that's what I want to see our people do, our people excel. And if I can get them through tomorrow, maybe they'll have hope. They'll find hope for tomorrow for one more day. And then maybe I can bring them to salvation. Maybe you can bring them to salvation. because it doesn't take me, it takes all of us. As long as we keep in our, as long as we keep our hope in Jesus, all other things are going to work themselves out. They may not work themselves out in the time frame that we want them to, but they will work out. We just keep having to have hope in Jesus. We have things that we have to do also. We have to keep our eyes on Jesus. We can't let things that are going on pull us out of that. Oh, well, Jesus, sorry, I don't have time to spend with you. I've got to go to work. Jesus, God says, give me 5 minutes. Don't have 5 minutes. Sorry, I got to get to Scooters so I have time to get to work in the morning. I got to get to the grocery store before somebody else gets that one loaf of raisin rye wheat bread that I wanted. I got to get there because that's what I have my hope in. And God says, you know what? If you put a little bit of hope in me, hope like faith, hope as much as a mustard seed, I will give you more loaves of bread than you can ever handle. And if you don't believe it, read the Old Testament. How many people did I feed with a few loaves of bread and some fish? Because they had faith. They had hope. And most of all, they had love. They've had love that they could reach out to people. They can have love that they could reach out to people here. I don't know why God allows certain people to control things in our lives, or why he allows events to happen. He allowed events to happen in the past. I can't tell you. Only he knows. But one thing I know is we need to keep the faith. We need to keep our eyes on Jesus and not listen to the fake news. The news, the things that cause us to doubt, that cause us to be divided, that deceives us and discourages us. I went down to get lunch the other day while we were here working. And this guy, I hadn't even talked to him 5 minutes, and he said, I have never seen so much division in this country. It's the fake news. Through Christ, I'm hoping we can unify people. We can bring people together in unity. I found that these things take my energy. It's like they zap my energy and take my energy to zero. When I start seeing people, friends for years and years, being divided, people being discouraged about Christ, because that's what the enemy wants to do, is he wants to discourage us. Because he got his butt kicked out of heaven. But you know what? When he went, he only took a third of the angels with him, or God kicked out a third of the angels. That means we've got two-thirds on our side, including God, who created Satan, who created our enemy. So if he created him, he's the creator. He can control him. In Christ alone, we find love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. We find those things in Christ alone. And if you go back up, that's in Ephesians 5:22, but if you back up to Ephesians 5:8 and 5:9, this is what God says about us. Because we're not reading, when we read the Bible, we don't read God's word. God is there with us. And in Ephesians 5:8 and 9, he says, "For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord." Not maybe, not possibly. You are light in the world. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, all righteousness, and all truth. This is what we've got to do. Shine our light on others. Bring hope to them. Hope in what may seem to them to be hopeless. Share your hope with them. Don't go this alone. Learn from your Bible. Learn how God did what he said he would do, and he is who he says he is. God's not a flash in the pan, and God has not changed. Like grocery stores, the stock market, and your job, God is still the same God that he was. He is not a changing God. He's not here today and gone tomorrow. He was there for us no matter what happens, and his love is there for us. When we hope in that love that he has for us, he doesn't tell us untruths. God is truth. He gives us everything we need as long as we keep the faith, the hope that he promises us. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This week, get hope. Have hope. Reach out and share your hope with others. Give someone else hope for tomorrow. If you would, pray with me. Lord, thank you for opening our ears and our eyes to what you have to say today and for showing us how important hope in you and your Son is. Show us how to share the hope we have with others, those people who have less hope, or even those who have no hope at all. Help us show them the path to your door. You've given so much to this congregation, and we know you have a plan for us in the work that we do here. We ask for your continued blessing on your ministry here on 8th Avenue in Council Bluffs. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. At this point, we want to give you the opportunity to give your life to Christ. If not now, when? If this is the time, if the Holy Spirit is working and you don't wait, we don't know what tomorrow brings, but we do know what today has for us. Just say, if you're ready to give your life to Christ, just say, Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins. Come into my heart. I make you my Lord and Savior. We believe that if you've said that simple prayer, you've been born again, but it doesn't stop there. Open your Bible. Make sure you get in a Bible-based church and start learning about Christ. We love you. We care about you. And we can't wait to see you right back here.